Hello, my name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you tell me, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Nobody works in media?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And now can you tell me, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race? Black.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Now can you tell me, what is your age?
50.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
God willing, I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you please rate your level of motivations for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, but mine is at 20. Oh, the scale. Okay. Is an outlier.
Okay. thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
You can never be satisfied, because there's always room for improvement.
Okay.
But they're moving in the right direction. They're not moving in the right direction. You know. Yeah, they are moving in the right direction.
Okay. And that will be very or just, satisfy?
Would you please repeat?
Yes. And is that very or just somewhat?
The direction of where the city is moving?
Mm-hmm. If you
are... That wouldn't be very satisfied. That would be...
Okay. And
I would say somewhat. It would be somewhat. Because there's always several other things that need improvement. But they're moving in the right direction.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is, the way Joe Biden is handling
student
himself as president?
Student loan. I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay.
Specific student loan. He should have found a way. Don't let the Republican block the thing and take him to court and do all that. Well, find a way. They find a way for Ukraine to give Ukraine funds for the war. They find a way for to give Israel funds for whatever they give Israel funds for. In billions. So I don't understand.
Okay.
I am voting, but I'm not satisfied with these people, how they're doing the stuff. They're not. I'm on a fuck. I don't see black folks getting anything. We have not gotten anything. What these presidents have done for us? What have they done for us? They have not represented our agenda.
Okay.
We need our agenda to be represented as black people, as black folks, right across the length and breadth of the United States.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead, ask a question.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Also, a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump.
Oh, I think it was 0.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Negative 100.
Okay, okay. Okay. Then we have Project 2025.
You know, I heard everybody talking about this Project 2025. What this is really, I don't really understand what it is. They keep making reference to it, but what it is? I know it's a plan by the Republican to implement whatever they plan to implement, but what is it that they plan to implement?
Well, I'm not sure about that information, sir, so I can't tell you anything about that because I don't want to give you wrong information.
Right, so the jargon that is being fling around, political football. Okay. How I feel about it? Well,
okay.
I'm ignorant about it. I will research it after we finish talking. I'll go Google it.
Okay.
But I know it's something that they have planned, you know, and they're not comfortable with the fact that it is being carried to the public like that. So I guess it's something negative overall. But,
Okay, got it. And can you tell me a number and a scale of 0 to 10 of how you feel of what you know about the Project 2025?
Wow. As I said, I know nothing about it, but based on what is being said, I can interpret it to mean something very negative towards the population, you know. So, therefore, I would be against that idea. You know, although I don't know much about it. I'm going to research it after this anyway.
Okay, we can skip this one and select no opinion for this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have J.D. Vance.
No better Aaron, no better Burrell. What about him? What about Donald Trump running mate?
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 100, how much would you put this?
He's with his boss. -100.
Okay. Got it. And then we have the Republican Party.
They are in the same category as their idol, Donald Trump. So 0 would be the bottom number of all those things that I answered, because, you know, -100 is not on the chart. But I'm not saying how I feel, you know, where they are concerned.
Okay. Okay, got it. Well, the next one is the Democratic Party.
Oh, okay. That's like a positive 1,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, 100 is the maximum. So, you know, that's where it's at.
Okay,
sorry.
Thank you.
Who's party is that? You said the Republican? I thought you said the Democrat. Did you say the Republican Party?
No, it's the Democratic Party.
Oh, the Democratic Party. Yeah, 1,000. Yeah.
Yes. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Kamala is my, Kamala is represent us Jamaicans. Yeah.
Okay.
And India, we share Kamala with India.
Okay. And will you On a scale of 0 to 100, how much is that?
Oh, camera? Maximum. Yes. Camera is the